Now, the closing ceremony for the Special Olympics Summer Games in Abu Dhabi is due to get underway shortly, which will bring to an end an extremely successful Games for Team Ireland. And I've been speaking to Emma McMenamin, the head of delegation for Team Ireland, before she headed off to the closing ceremony.
The team have absolutely performed to the best of their ability. They've had a fantastic Games. They're coming home with quite the significant medal in Ribbonhall and PB. So, yeah, listen, they've gone out there and they've done their country proud.
We've been loving, as I said, following the coverage here in Ireland. But talk to us about some of the standout performances, the memories that you'll carry with you always.
Okay, listen, there's so many standout performances. You know, our ladies basketball team to win gold medal was such an amazing day. You know, the stand was pure Irish everywhere you went. You know, for them to come away from a gold medal. And then you've had some fantastic performance in gymnastics, Patrick Conlivan coming round away with a gold medal in the all rounds. And our boccia team have just been between the four of them. They have outperformed. Some of them have got the set, a gold, silver and bronze medal in their three events. So it's very hard to pick one out because they've all did so amazing.
And it's not just the experience of you know, the actual contests themselves, but it's the whole experience of going to the Games. Some of these competitors, they'd never left Ireland before, had they?
No, that's the beauty of our programme, I suppose. That, you know, yes, we are a sports organisation and we provide the competitive opportunity for our athletes, but, you know, there is the holistic approach and it's a huge experience for them in terms of independence and finding their own feet and finding who they are. And like I said, we've about eight athletes who, until they got on the plane on the 7th of March, had never been on a plane, never left Ireland, never been away from their families. And that's a huge learning curve for them. And to do it while representing the country, I think they've shown great strength.
And I know that, you know, Abu Dhabi's a long way. Not every family was able to go along with each competitor, but there's one winner got us very special surprise, didn't they?
Yes, we've a young athlete, Kira Joyce from Kildare. She's on our boccia team, and her mum and dad surprised her by arriving out to the Games. And they were luckily she surprised them. But the day they arrived, she won a gold medal, so she came off the podium, not knowing they were there. So it was a great reunion of the mum and dad and Kira. And you know, she's had a great game. She went on to win a silver and a bronze in her other two events. So that was a beautiful moment for the team.
Absolutely. And you're off to the closing ceremony now.
We are. We head off now in about 30, 45 minutes to the closing ceremony in Dyad City. So the closing ceremony starts about 7. And then we head home in the morning. So we're out here about 4 a.m. in the morning. So it'll be an early push for us in the morning. And we arrive back into Dublin tomorrow at about 2 p.m.
And will there be an event when you come back to Ireland, Emma, do you know, for the team?
In the airport, yeah. I mean, all the families will be there, so we'll have sort of an informal event reception for the team coming back into the airport. And if past games are anything to go by, it's a, you know, there's huge crowds there and there's a great atmosphere for the athletes for their homecoming. So, yeah, I'd certainly encourage people to come along tomorrow to the airport.
Well, I'd say it'll be the best welcome you've ever had, because it's certainly the attention for these games, the reaction, it's been absolutely phenomenal, as I think you'll find out when you come back home.
Yeah, I think so. We're getting bits and pieces on social media. When you come to a Games, you end up in a little bubble of the team. But we're getting bits and pieces from family and from home. And it seems like the coverage has been great, which is fantastic for our athletes to have that level of coverage and for people to see that they are out here pulling on that Irish jersey and representing, you know, as much as any person who pulls on their country's jersey.
Emma McMenamin there, the head of delegation for Team Ireland at the Special Olympics Summer Games in Abu Dhabi.